All right. If you would please turn with me to the Psalms. We're going to start here in Psalm, I think it's 10. Yes. I would think that most of us have at least read through the Psalms. If you haven't, it would really bless you to do that. The Psalms are pretty remarkable. There is much that we can learn from these Psalms. There are Psalms that give insight into the heart of men, things that they're going through, doubts that come up, fears that they have, and how they went to God in prayer. You really get insight into because there's nothing new under the sun. And we all go through these same things. There are Psalms that give you insight into how the unbeliever thinks. We're going to look at one today. We won't close with that, but we'll take a look. You see Psalms just how the world works. Great insight into how the world thinks and who our God is. And why we want to trust him, why we want to take refuge in him. There are Psalms where men wrestled with these questions because of how things look by the senses. And then where they landed when they got their eyes back on God. And the deliverance that issued from that. And it's really thrilling just to read it and put yourself, well, it's not too hard to put yourself in their place because at different times in life we've all experienced these things. Really wonderful, really wonderful. You see the difference between men who rely on God and men who didn't, and the difference, and what they look like. It's really something to read the Psalms. Some great things you can see. I wanted to start off looking at this. It's here in Psalm 10. This psalm basically gives you insight into, and there's a number of places you could go in the Word to see this, but it gives you insight into, you know, people that reject God. People that, geez, all you got to do is go on the internet anymore, and there's a lot of people out there that don't just reject God, they like hate him. They hate Jesus Christ. They hate him. They hate God's Word. It's remarkable. It's almost like fingers on a chalkboard or, you know, nails on a chalkboard or something just to even say that. But it's true. It's true. So I wanted to read this, and we'll see why here in a few minutes. But like I said, we're not going to end with it. Verse 1 of Psalm 10, and it reads, "Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hide yourself, or hide thou thyself in times of trouble?" Now, that is sometimes what it looks like, isn't it? And we're going to see that. That's what it looks like. Let's just keep reading. "The wicked, in his pride, does persecute the poor, or the humble. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesses the covetous, whom the Lord abhorreth." That's something. You know, whoever has the most things when he dies wins, right? It's kind of the mentality here. Men who boast of what they want or of what they have. See, "The wicked, through the pride of his countenance," then the King James reads, it's a little rough, "will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts." A better or an easier translation of this is, he will not seek after God, for his thoughts are, there is no God. There is no God. There's another psalm that reads, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Well, so does the wicked. This man here, and you understand it's not a man, it's how people in the world many times think. Not all, but many. And it's how it works. They say in their heart, there is no God. Or in their thoughts, there is no God. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments, referring to God's judgments, are far above or out of his sight. As for his enemies, he puffs at them. He puffs at them. This puff is, it comes up other places. It's to threaten, but there's a despising. He despises them. He puffs at them. He thinks little of them. Yeah, does that kind of communicate? He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud, and under his tongue is mischief and iniquity. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places does he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily or secretly set against the poor or the helpless. Goes after the helpless. Isn't that something? He lies in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He does catch the poor when he draws him into his net. This is a little rough too, the way this reads. He crouches and humbleth himself that the poor may fall by his strong ones. Oh, that makes sense. No, here's a better translation. The helpless are crushed. They fall by his might. And he has said in his heart, God has forgotten. He hides his face. He will never see it. That's something. Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore does the wicked contemn, and that word means to renounce or deny. Wherefore does the wicked deny or renounce God? He has said in his heart, thou will not require it, or thou will not keep account. Verse 14, you've seen it, talking about God. You've seen it. For thou beholdest mischief and spite, to requite it with thine hand. A better rendering of this, you note it, that you may take it unto your hands. Speaking of God. This man says there is no God, but there is a God. This man says, God doesn't see it, but God does see it. This man says, I'm not going to have to give account to anybody. But he will. See, that's the truth. That's the absolute truth. There is a day coming. There is. And all men are going to stand before God. All men. All men. Isn't that something? But this is why they do what they do. Now, I want you to turn to Psalm, and we're just going to read part of this Psalm. This is a Psalm I think is familiar to most of you. Psalm 37. And Psalm 37 reads, oh, I did write a couple of things down. Psalm 37, verse 1. Opens with, fret not thyself because of what? Evildoers. Isn't that beautiful? And this word fret, it's It's to be upset by it. It's to be angry about it. You know, where it distracts you because of the unbeliever. Or because of the evildoer. Neither be thou envious or jealous against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Verse 3. So in contrast to this, fret not. See, because you could look at the world, we could do that. We could look at the world and we could be angered by it. We could be upset by it. We could be distracted by it. We could be frustrated by it. Right? You ever done that? I have. But the word says fret not. And then it says trust. And we're going to see some great things here. It's really cool. Trust. Trust in the Lord and do good. If we're trusting in God, if we're trusting in our Heavenly Father, if we're trusting in the Lord, we'll do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily, verily thou shalt be fed. Isn't that something? There's one translation, I kind of like it, where trust in the Lord is, it's rendered, feed on His faithfulness. Isn't that beautiful? We feed on His faithfulness. We trust in Him. Keep your finger here. We're going to come back here. I just want to read a couple of things. Numbers 23. We're going to come right back. Trusting in the Lord. One of these days we're going to look at this record. I have it written down to look at this. Because it's really neat to see the context of this verse. But Numbers 23, verse 19. It says, God is not a man. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? See, whatever God says, if he says it, he's going to do it. Look at, go back to Psalm, and I hope you save your space in 37, because we're going to get back there. But I want you to look at Psalm 12. Psalm 12. Most of you know this verse. Verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver, tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Isn't that something? Because they're pure words. And God keeps them. He keeps His word. He backs His word up. That's why we can trust Him. That's why we can trust Him. And we can trust His word. There's a section in Proverbs, and I think most of you know this, Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. Because our understanding is always going to be limited compared to God's, right? And so we trust in Him. So when His word says this is the way to do it, that means what? This is the way to do it, right? Because we trust in Him, see? And we don't fret about the unbeliever. We don't fret about what they're doing or what it seemingly looks like, see? We trust in our God. So back to Psalm 37. We trust in the Lord. Thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Verse 4. Delight thyself. Delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Verse 5, commit. So we've got trust. We trust in the Lord. Here we, then the next thing is we delight in him. And then we commit. We commit our way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. You know, to commit our way unto God, unto the Lord, is going to require some trust, isn't it? Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. It's going to require trust. We commit our way unto the Lord, trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. There's a translation that renders this, he will act. Isn't that cool? He will act. See? And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Then it's rest in the Lord. I love this one. We've got trust in the Lord, delight in the Lord, commit our ways, and then it's rest. We rest in the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? What a phrase. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Then it says, fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. See? So to rest and wait patiently on God is going to require trust. All of these things are going to require trust, that he's faithful to fulfill that which he has promised. See? So we rest in him and we wait patiently on him. Sometimes this is where saints kind of fall short. They get impatient. They get impatient. And it looks like those who have nothing to do with God, those who could care less about God or care less about his word, they're prospering like crazy. Everything's just honky-dory. Everything's wonderful. Looks that way sometimes, doesn't it? But we want to be those who wait upon our God. Because there's a day coming. There really is. There's a day coming. You know, there's a wonderful scripture. Jesus Christ talks about those who seek honor from men rather than God. And basically, they have their reward. They have their reward. You know, whatever it is, that's it. That's all you got. That's all you got. And you can't take it with you. Isn't that something? So we rest in the Lord. We wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. That's something. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. This is part of waiting on him. Or fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall what?
Not be.
But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. See, God sees it. We wait patiently on God. We look to him. We're not angry. We don't fret. We don't get uptight. See, we commit our ways unto him. We delight in the Lord. We trust in God and we wait patiently on him. Isn't that wonderful? That's who we are. I want to go to a section in Romans, because this is kind of what it's going to look like. And there's many psalms you can read. You know, David, you know, he was quite a man. A man after God's own heart, it says. But what an example of a man who relied on God. You know, by the senses, you know, he was a valiant warrior. He was all these things. He had tremendous success on the battlefield, all these things. But who did he rely on?
God.
He relied on God. You know, and our first kind of introduction to him, of course, you know, Samuel does his thing and anoints him, but is with Goliath. And what is so amazing about that record is, you know, Israel was talking about Goliath defying Israel, defying them. But what David said is, who is this uncircumcised to defile the armies of the living God? That was his take on it. See? And who did he rely on? He relied on his God. See? He was offered a sword. He was offered these different things. He relied on his God. Isn't that something? But I want to go to Romans chapter 12. Because as I was reading these Psalms, I thought about this. I thought about waiting on God, trusting in him, committing to him, delighting in him. Because that's who we are. In Romans chapter 12. And this is sort of what it'll look like. Beginning in verse 9. It says, let love be without dissimulation or hypocrisy. Let love be without hypocrisy. You know what hypocrisy is? It's to wear a mask. It's fake. See? And you know, the only way this is going to happen is by understanding God's love. And what he's done and what Christ has made us. Isn't that something? That's how it's done. And then as you begin to see people, how God sees them. That's what overcomes that, you know, looking at the flesh or letting the flesh mess with you in terms of, you know, loving somebody. See? So we love without hypocrisy. That's who we are. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. It's to, what that literally means is to lead the way in showing honor to one another. Because each one of us is worth the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we lead the way in doing that. We honor one another. Because we're saints. Because the Spirit of God dwells in us. Isn't that something? And so we love one another. We love one another. You know, sometimes things come up between people. It just does. It's flesh. See? But we read in the Word where I don't fret because of an unbeliever or an evildoer. If I don't fret over that, why would I fret over a brother who I may not agree with on some stupid thing? Explain that. Right? See, that's just, life is so much bigger than that. My delight isn't in flesh, or my delight isn't in getting somebody to agree with me, or my delight is in my God. That's who I trust. See? Anyway, kindly affection, showing honor one to another, not slothful. In business, you're not lazy. Fervent in spirit, or fervent in the things of God, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in the hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing instant, or giving it, it means to give constant attention to prayer. Verse 13. Distributing to the necessity of the saints. Share with those who have needs. Given to hospitality. And I've shared that before. And that hospitality thing, that's a big deal in the Word. That's one of the ways we love without hypocrisy. You know, we take care of people. We take care of people as God would take care of them. That's hospitality. You just take care of people. You don't think about, you don't do it out of obligation. You don't, worry about anything. You just do, it's trusting in God, right? It's so freeing. It's so awesome. It's so rewarding to do that. And just to be able to bless and take care of folks, and you're doing what the word says. See, I'm doing it for God. I'm doing it for my Heavenly Father. You're a son of God. And even if you're not a son of God, I'll introduce you to godly hospitality. And then maybe you can become a son of God. Right? Absolutely. Sometimes that's what people see. That kind of heart, that kind of love, that kind of care. You're representing your Heavenly Father. See? Trusting Him. And it's all rooted in trusting Him. Because your understanding will mess with you sometimes. Your understanding will tell you you can't really afford to do this right now. Or you don't really have time for this right now. Or I got this thing I really got to get to. Whatever it is. That's when you stop. And you got to trust. You're patient. You commit your ways unto Him. Even if it's not convenient. You commit your ways unto Him. That's what we do. Isn't that cool? It's so much better than getting uptight.
Less energy.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, we do that. We're given to hospitality. We bless them which persecute you. Speak well of them. Isn't that something? Bless and curse not. Boy, there's one. That'll go against the understanding sometimes. Why I ought to love you. But that's where trusting God comes in, right? Believing. That's what that is. It's believing. Because the senses are going to scream at you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that rejoice, weep with them that weep. That's something. We're in this together. We are, and sometimes people go through things, and it's sad. There are things that come up in this life that aren't good. And so you just want to be there for people and do your best to bless and take care of them. Right? We do that for one another. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits or your own intellect. Basically, it's to hang with the humble. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Wow. And it says no man. Evil for evil. No man. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. All men. No man and all men. That's something. No man and all men. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. As much as is possible, do that. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place or give way unto wrath, or unto the wrath. Give way unto the wrath. See? That day will come. It will come. The day when those things that needed to be noted will come out. Those things that needed to be noted by God will come out. See? God is faithful. God is faithful to us as children, and He's faithful in judgment. See? That day will come. And what it's saying here is we just give way to it. Give way to it. I always, whenever I read this verse, I picture opening the door for someone. I'm just getting ready to go in, and I stop, and I open the door for them. Just let them pass. It's like, just give way to the wrath. Let God handle it. Get myself out of it. See? Anyway. So we give place unto the wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I'll take care of it, said the Lord. I got this. I got it. Therefore, because of that, because God's got this covered, okay, if your enemy hunger, what? Feed him. That's something? Feed him. If he thirst, give him a drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. And you guys understand that. The coals that would warm a person. In the East, they would wear these coals on their head. And it would warm them. Isn't that something? That's how God handles this. You know, God's heart, our Father's heart, our heart, is that no one should perish. Isn't that something? I got some growing to do because I've met people that I thought, man, you're going to get yours. And really, my heart should be, boy, I don't want you to perish. I'd like to help you. You need help. Right?
Yeah.
That's our Father's heart. See? So, an enemy, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. See? Because you're warming him. And then there's a shot that maybe he'll turn. Right? Overcome evil with what? With good. See? It's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. God's a good God. He causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust alike. See, that's our Father. Now, sometimes people wrong you. And that happens. That happens. But you know what? We have our eyes on who? See? And we have our eyes on what? The hope. There's a day coming. And all of this is just, it's going to be nothing. Sometimes that's challenging to see. There may be situations and where you're going through something in your life where that's a challenging thing to see, but it's true. It's still true. See? It's really remarkable what we have and what we can evidence, what we can manifest, and what we can bring to the table with people because of what God's given us. So, amen? So we trust in him. All right.